Quack 12. How you doing, everybody? Oh man, I watched every single second of this game this time. I was in my room. I was cleaning and I was doing laundry just so I didn't have a complete breakdown, so I could have something to do with my hands instead of just punching things. Aaron, so you didn't watch the game, right?
No.
And you don't know the score and you don't know the outcome, right?
Not at all.
All right. Well, I'm going to break it down for you. I'm going to try to make a little cinematic, all right?
All right.
I'm going to tell you the story of this game. I'm going to take you through the journey of what I went through.
I'm already antsy with my hands.
Okay. Well, first of all, there was so much... there's terrible, terrible fires in a lot of places, but all around Eugene right now. Yeah. And so it was possible that they were going to postpone the game. They were having to practice in different places. I mean, this is the smallest, you know, worries at that time in Oregon. But so there was a possibility of them postponing the game. But it turned out fine at the last second. The air quality got, I think it was like unhealthy levels instead of like evacuation levels or something. But anyway, so the game went off around, I think it was like 1. And started off strong, man. Whew, it started off strong. Now, one of the worst things about last year's offense, even under Justin Herbert, was we would always get the ball first. We would stall out. The other team would score. And then we would stall out again. And then the other team would score. And we'd always start 0-14.
That's so sick.
And it just, it's, you're basically already defeated.
Yes. Right. You're just done.
Mm-hmm. And so this time, we start with the ball. Yep. So I was already pretty nervous about that. And the people are pumped, first of all. There was about like, it looked on TV like a third of the whole stadium was full of Nebraska fans, actually.
Holy shit.
Because they travel well, man. People are like, oh, an excuse to get out of Nebraska? I'm down.
There's nothing here.
Yeah. And so... Yeah, credit to them. They really turned out. But so we go down the field. I think it was like a 70-yard drive or something like that. It ends on a 30-yard touchdown pass. Beautiful pass from Justin Herbert. Oh, more than two plays. I'm not breaking it down that much.
Oh, yeah, you did a drive. Right. That's what a drive is multiple plays.
That's right.
Done concurrently.
That's right. That's
moving
what a drive
the ball,
is.
As they say.
You're learning.
I'm learning.
But so that drive ended with a 30-yard touchdown pass to Brendan Schooler, who is the safety, the ex-safety turned wide receiver, who I was a little bit questionable about.
Uh-huh.
He gets his first touchdown pass in this game, and it was a really beautiful one. He reached right behind this defender. Yeah, so I was pumped at that point. So Nebraska gets the ball. Tanner Lee, super hyped Tulane transfer QB, at Nebraska, he comes in. People are, or at least Nebraska fans, are super stoked on this guy. First pass, he throws Thomas Graham Jr., number 4, future MVP of everything, freshman. He deflects. He kind of like, I believe he deflects the pass. I'm not sure if it was a block or if he
it was a huge
ripped it out.
Pass though. Like, many,
oh well,
many
so
yards.
He passes it out. Thomas Graham Jr. Knocks the ball over to Tyree Robinson for an interception. So his first pass is a pick. And then Oregon goes back down the field and does a beautiful fade. And last year we were throwing so many fades, and like we lost the Colorado game at home on a fade that was just hideous. And a fade's like when you're in the end zone and your receiver kind of goes straight and then right, and you try to get right to the corner of the end zone. And then the QB tries to throw it like up and like softly so it'll float over, and hopefully it'll hit you like right where your like left shoulder is, so only you can catch it. So it's supposed to be a really safe thing. But we were just throwing picks, and we'd always try that pass. We actually hit that with Justin Herbert. And so we look amazing already. We're 14-0. Nebraska has a good drive. Our defense didn't look the best there. So it's 14-7. We answer again, so it's 21-7.
Keeping it up.
In the first quarter. Oh, yeah.
Oh, this is still just the first quarter.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
Exactly. And then, so they go down the field. They score again.
So it's 21-14.
Yeah.
All right.
And then Johnny Johnson III, the most fun name to say on the team, possibly, he catches an amazing pass. I think it was, I don't know, it looked like it was like a 30-yard pass maybe or something. And Royce runs it in for a really good touchdown. I believe it was his second so far. So we're up 28-14. Then Benoit, I believe they turned it over again. Thomas Graham Jr., the freshman, got an interception. So two interceptions from Tanner Lee. So we're up 35-14. This is before the half. And then Marcus throws it into, well, I don't know. We score another touchdown. So it's 42-14 at the halftime. So you can imagine how stoked I am. And I'm online. I'm like calling friends. I'm texting everybody.
You're blogging, baby.
Yeah, I'm going like just crazy and just being like, "We are back! Like we want you, Bama! Like oh, national championship! Tiger is a genius! Like if Mark Helfrich was still our coach, we would blow this lead." Or I remember actually saying like, "If Mark Helfrich was still our coach, I would possibly." Like conceive of the thought that we could blow this lead, but I know, but I'm confident.
Oh no,
we won't.
You've got me worried that.
Oh, what do you mean? Why could we're 42-14? Why would you be worried?
So far ahead.
Okay, well,
you shouldn't be afraid, but you're making me feel like I should be.
Third quarter, Nebraska gets the ball.
There we go.
They go straight down. Tanner Lee throws a. I think that was the one where. Tanner Lee, I don't know. They score. I don't need to know their scores, all right? Immediately afterwards, they score again. I believe this is the one where we looked just terrible.
Terrible.
I believe it was a – I don't know who messed up. It was either a cornerback or a safety. But one of them just ran after the quarterback when he was supposed to be covering someone.
Mm-hmm.
So their best receiver – was just ran out to the end zone and was uncovered. And he threw a pass that literally you or I could actually throw this pass. Like, you know, physically we could do it. I'm not saying like I could be a QB at all, but anyone could throw. And so they walk into the end zone there. So it's 42-28.
After what's gonna happen
exactly? Royce Freeman, we kept kind of just running it up right, like tried to run it right through the middle of Nebraska with Royce Freeman, and it was not working. And we had a couple of bad drops, not even bad drops, we just had a couple of drops. And some people are really ragging on Taggart because they said that he was playing super conservatively because he knew that he could. Because he had such a big lead.
Right.
But we were getting the fourth quarter. We hadn't scored yet. So, and then they score again.
So they've brought it into like a 10-point game.
Mm-hmm. And they scored. It was like the way they – no, they brought it into a one-possession game. It was seven. So it's 42-35.
Oh, shit.
And they scored because of some bad penalties we had. Where one was like a personal foul or something. They said that he like kicked someone in the balls, but I don't. When you look at the video, it doesn't really look like it. If you want to see a video of a player intentionally hitting someone in the balls to try to get them to let go of the football, there's a clip of BYU doing it to a team where this BYU player is seriously just punches this guy in a pile. But I digress. So they score. It's 42-35. I am freaking out. So I am literally, I'm like hyperventilating. I got my mouth in, like under my shirt to kind of like, you know, be like a bag or something. And lo and behold, Jonah Moy runs out there, hits Tanner Lee's hand as he's throwing. And it lands. It's a terrible pass, clearly, because it's been like deflected. And I believe it was Amadi for the game sealing interception, and we just knelt it out. Whew. And we won the game.
Wow.
Yeah.
All because you have one good, you had the one good defensive play, right?
When it was well, necessary. No, here's the thing, though. At the end of the day, they had four interceptions. That's a good day on defense. And like
we had four interceptions.
We had four interceptions, oh, okay. What I'm saying. Okay. Sorry. Yeah. Yeah, we had four interceptions. Justin Herbert threw one interception, and it was close. It was a questionable. He probably shouldn't have thrown it, but it was almost a good throw. So he only had one. He threw four. Three touchdowns. Three. Let me pull it up here, actually. Here's some of the stuff. Okay. So Justin Herbert. We're going to have to cut some of this out. All right. Justin Herbert threw for 25 of 33, 365 yards, three touchdowns, and an interception.
Wow.
Meanwhile, Tanner Lee, their quarterback, who the Cornhuskers were just like...
Tanner Lee. What kind of name is that anyways?
Tanner Lee. I don't know. He threw for 19 of 41, 252 yards, three touchdowns, four interceptions. Wow. Royce Freeman ran for 153 yards and two touchdowns. And Charles Nelson got 117 yards and a touchdown. This was, we forced four turnovers. We had 22 first downs, and we had 566 total yards and held them to only 360. So even though they scored quite a bit of points on us, we actually, it's actually still so much better than last year. Just because we were that bad last year.
Wow.
And Thomas Graham Jr. looks like he can be like a stud.
And you said that this game was kind of like a like trial of how good we will actually be for the season.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I still believe it, but it like still it doesn't answer many questions at all because it's right. Like our first half, we were amazing. Uh-huh. We were like the 2010, 2014, like we looked as good as we've ever been. The second half reminded me of the TCU meltdown that we had, which I don't know if you remember is the one I talk about where it was a bowl game where we were up 31-0 and our quarterback and our center both got injured, so the backups came in, and the other team came back and tied it, and then we lost in, like, I think it was triple overtime.
Oh, that's terrible. That's such a long game.
So I was – me and a million other Oregon fans were having flashbacks to that game.
15-minute quarters?
What? Oh, for overtime?
Yeah.
Overtime is awesome. We'll go into it later.
We'll do this some other time.
Yeah. Eventually I'll...
Someday you'll teach someday me the
I'll
rules
teach you some. Of Anyways, football. So that was the game. Yeah. It was amazing. We freaking won. Yes. And, okay, I'm going to start doing the... Okay, this is a weird idea I had.
Okay, what's up?
It's a song that I used to sing in college with all my friends.
Uh-huh.
Whenever we won a game, I would sing this song, and I thought I would sing it now, and then in the future, I'll sing it every time we win, and we'll add or layer parts onto it.
Okay, I
love we that. Have the technology.
We have the technology.
Okay. All right. So this is a song. This is live, everybody. We're the best team in the world. We're the best team in the world. We're the best. We're the best. We're the best. All right.
That's it?
Yeah, that's it. It's not going to be like 3
Where's
minutes.
The conclusion?
That's
We're
it.
The best.
No, no, but you don't get...
It's like...
Eventually, it's going to be like... you don't get it. You'll see. Okay. The more we win.
Okay.
You doubt now.
Right.
Anyways, let's get to our picks, man.
Picks, baby.
All right. So let's start with San Diego State Aztecs versus Arizona State Sun Devils. You remember who you chose?
Oh, I remember who you chose.
We really ragged on Arizona last time, and let's do it this time.
Okay.
Okay, so
I chose
Arizona State.
You sure did.
And you chose the Aztecs, obviously.
I sure did. But that is that offended you.
No, it didn't offend me.
Oh, okay. Never mind.
All these guys offend me.
Yeah, everybody's offensive.
Okay, so San Diego State wins by 30, baby.
That's what
ASU,
I'm talking about.
Or not by 30, sorry. San Diego State 30, ASU 20.
1 by 10.
That's right.
That's still great.
They were big, and they were playing at Arizona State.
And you totally didn't think they were going to do anything good. You
no, they're a lower division team. They're FCS. So it was a pretty big, yeah.
Watch
so
me
good
shine.
Call, man.
Yep.
So
I should go to Vegas.
You got that one. I don't know about that. Then we got Houston versus Arizona.
Houston all the way.
I said Houston. Actually, they were our Quack 12 pick
game
of the week.
Of the week.
Yeah. We both chose Houston, and we were both right. 19-16.
Right on.
Again, that's at Arizona, and people were saying, like, I feel like it's safe to say this could be the end of both these Arizona coaches, like, coaching careers this
Good.
Year. If they don't completely turn around, which they probably won't.
Good.
Anyways, let's move on.
Arizona blackout. That's what I call for.
Holy war.
Holy war.
BYU versus
Mormons.
Utah. No, no, no. You went,
oh,
with,
I went with the Utes.
The Utes, because you love that joke
the Utes.
From My Cousin Vinny.
Yeah.
Okay, so Utah 19, BYU 13.
Yes!
I went with Utah as well.
Currently 3-for-3.
That can't, and it's also kind of cool because like Utah beating BYU by 6 and only scoring under 20 points means Utah could not be very good because BYU is very bad. This is the BYU we've talked about that, like, could barely score on Portland State, if you remember, in week one.
Right.
And they actually scored 0 points against LSU. LSU is a good team, but they scored 0 points in their second game. And they only scored 13 points here. So, yeah, Utah
good.
Could be pretty bad. Minnesota Gophers versus Oregon State Beavers.
Beavers.
You said Beavers because you thought a beaver could beat a gopher.
Yeah.
I said Gophers because
you're like,
I knew the team.
I know stats.
Minnesota Gophers won by 48-14. And
so
the
I
Beavers
lost
are
that one.
Yeah, you lost that one. And the Beavers are very bad. Let me give you some advice.
The Beavers
don't go Beavers anymore.
What if they're
You can do what you want.
What if they're playing Arizona? What do I do?
You do what you do, man.
That's right.
Cal or when they play Washington as well. Cal versus Weber State. You said Cal.
Yeah.
I said Cal.
Who were the Cals again?
Golden Bears.
That's right, Golden Bears.
They won 33-20.
Nice.
Which is kind of the same Utah situation. It's like they should have won by a lot more. Weber State is like, I think I saw that it was a college of like 5,000 people or something like it's super, yeah, like they shouldn't score that much. UCLA versus Hawaii, Rainbow Warriors.
Uh-huh, and I think I went with UCLA.
You went Rainbow Warriors.
I did, but I wanted to go UCLA.
You wanted to, but I wouldn't let you switch. And I said UCLA, and I was right. 56-23.
What is the name of their team again?
UCLA Bruins.
Oh. Okay. Oh, yeah, I'm always going to go Rainbow Warriors against a Bruin.
Next game, Texas State versus Colorado. We both said Colorado, the Buff Men.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, the Buff Men.
They won 37-3.
That's what I'm talking about.
And their D is for real. Their D is for real.
The Buff Men's D is real.
All right. It's All not right. that kind of a show. Washington State Cougs versus Cougs. Boise State Broncos.
Broncos.
You said Broncos?
Yeah.
I said Cougs. I was right.
Ah.
But get this. 47-44, triple overtime.
Wow.
And Washington,
that's a good game.
Yeah, Washington State was down 21 points in the fourth quarter.
Huh.
And they came back.
That's crazy.
They came back to tie it. It was great. And their QB who, like, was supposed to – there was, like, some actual, like, dark horse Heisman talk. Like, he could be great. They're like, who knows? He could be, like, first round in the NFL draft. Like, what? He could break some Pac-12 records. Mike Leach, the coach, actually benched him.
Why?
He wasn't playing very well. And so he's like, I'm going to put this, like, I believe he's a sophomore, the guy we put in. He's like, I'm going to put this sophomore in. And his sophomore, I mean, dang, his sophomore won the game, so.
When did he put the sophomore in?
I believe it was, like, near the end of the third quarter, and it was definitely more of a, like awkward situation where it's just like, hey, you watch your little brother do this.
Yeah.
You know, like, it looked like a dad, like, really demoralizing an older son.
Oh, my God. That's so fucked up.
But it worked out. They won the game. It's all that matters, baby.
Yep.
Washington lost.
Yes, they did. Those
no, they didn't.
Idiots.
No, they didn't.
They won.
Washington won 63-7 against the Montana Grizzlies.
Damn.
We both said Grizzlies.
You
like,
have
good
to.
Boys.
You have to.
And then USC Stanford. You said USC because you liked Trojans.
Yeah.
I said Stanford because I was like, I think they've got it. I think USC's overrated.
Uh-huh.
USC 42 to Stanford 24.
Boom.
Yes. That's, so you got that one.
Yeah.
So if I can do the math real
Stanford
quick.
Stanford is a great team.
We're probably going to have to actually stop here. Because, let's see. I believe it was. Okay, I got. One, two.
You haven't added this up already?
I did, but I'm just, I didn't write it. Beep, 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 beep. All right, the numbers are in. I got 7 right.
Yeah.
And you got a measly 5.
No, 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 no. I counted on my hands this time, and I counted 8.
What?
I'm just telling you what I got.
Sure. You put your numbers next to mine. We'll see who's lying. Yeah. All right, so that brings us for the year, 18 for me.
Yeah, sounds great.
And you got 15. Still close.
Super close.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to take you out this next round.
Yeah, yeah. Take me out to a date, maybe to this next commercial if it's a location that you can go to.
Yeah.
Hey, Duck fans. I'm sure you've all been to the Duck Store right across the street from the University of Oregon campus. It's a wonderfully expensive place with a ton of expensive college books that are torn to shreds. But outside of it, there's a lovely man named Frog. He has a frog beanie, funny glasses, a rubber chicken, and a red wagon full of handwritten joke books. I believe last time I was there, I believe it's $5 you get 2. And yes, he copies the jokes out of other joke books, probably at a local library. But, man, these things are quality. I can't remember any of the jokes off the top of my head, but I know that I have about 5 of them on my bookshelf. So please, go to that Duck Store, and you talk to Frog, and you tell him Quack 12 Podcast sent you. He will have no idea what you're talking about. Go.
Hey, Frankie, what do you call 2 pieces of plywood with a duffel bag over it? Adam Chimeo.
What? All right, okay. You ready to pick some games?
Let's pick them, baby.
All right. We got at 7:15 p.m. on Friday, ESPN.
They're doing terrible on the online.
Yes, they are. And in business in general.
In general.
Arizona Wildcats versus the UTEP Miners.
I'm sorry, sister, but I have to stick with my girl, Sandy Bully, and I'm going Wildcats.
Because your sister went to UTEP, right?
Yeah, she went to UTEP. Okay, just for physical
just
therapy.
Just making sure you weren't calling like me sister.
No.
Okay.
Apologizing to my sister.
Okay. I'm just going to say now, Arizona's going to win that one.
Yeah.
UCLA versus Memphis Tigers, 9 a.m. on ABC.
And UCLA, again, is the
Bruins.
The Bruins.
Number 25. They're ranked number 25 right now.
And my other team name is?
Oh, Memphis Tigers.
Gonna go with the Memphis Tigers there, Bob.
Nice. You know what?
What?
If we're wrong, we're both wrong. Memphis Tigers.
Yes.
Locked in. So that's our Quack 12 lock of the week.
Oh, good.
Memphis.
I love, Memphis actually, I think it's in Memphis, has a chain of gas stations that are called Tigers as well, and I love them. They're great. I think they're owned by Chevron.
Shout out to them. Shout out to Chevron. No. Fuck Chevron. Anyways.
Yeah, sorry.
That's funny. A sponsor of the show, though. Yeah. Colorado, the Buffmen, of course, at 11 a.m. on Pac-12, play the University of Northern Colorado, who I'd never heard of, the Bears.
How do you spell that?
B-E-A.
Right. Not like the aspirin, Bayer.
No.
Okay. Then in that case, I'm going to go with the Buffmen, Bob.
I'm going with the Buffmen as well.
Sick. I love the Buffmen.
They may blank them. They may actually have zero, make them score zero. That'd be sweet.
Make them score nothing.
Yeah. Washington State Cougars play the Oregon State Beavers. Cougs ranked number 21 right now.
I have to go with the Beavers.
No way.
Well, they did so good last week. I just assume they'll do good again.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cougars. Sorry. I want the Beavers to win. That'd be great.
Now, is that Spokane, Washington?
No. Pullman.
Aha,
yes.
I've been there as well.
What'd you think?
Terrible.
Yep.
It was nice.
Oh. Surprising.
A little square, but it was nice.
Okay.
Really great diner.
Everything's square to you, man.
Yeah.
You're a
small
free spirit.
Downtown. Yeah.
Arizona State Sun Devils play Texas Tech.
Oh, I'm going Tech, baby.
I like it. I'm going Tech, too.
Nice. You know, my cousin went to Tech.
Really?
Yeah.
Hmm. Fun fact for the listeners. Yep. Texas plays USC. USC is ranked number 4 in the country on Fox at 5:30.
Are you talking about the Longhorns there?
That's right.
I'm going to go with the Longhorns, Bob.
It'd be a big upset.
I believe in them. I think they're a strong team.
I'm going USC.
Okay.
I want the long. Well, no. I need USC to win. We need to back the quack right now. Because then if we beat USC, we'll look better. Fresno State Bulldogs play the Washington Huskies. They're
Bulldogs.
Ranked number 6 right now.
Of course,
the Bulldogs.
I love
man.
Me a husky animal, but Bulldogs.
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 Obviously. Utah Utes.
I love Utes.
They play at home against San Jose Spartans.
They're going to be even stronger at home than they've been on the road. I'm going Utes.
I'm going Utes as well.
Yeah, you have to. You have to stick with
you
Utes.
Want them to go 12-0, don't you, just because of their name.
How are they on that road?
They're undefeated.
Okay, then I'd like to see a strong 7-3 finish.
That'd be weird since there's 12 games
in season.
There's 12
games? What's that math? So 7-5.
Anyway, we don't have time for math.
8-4.
Stanford at San Diego State Aztecs, the team that just beat Arizona?
Uh-huh.
Or Arizona State? Who cares? But one of them.
All of Arizona
lost. One of those garbage teams, yeah.
What was the first option?
Stanford Cardinals.
Stanford,
number 19.
I'm going to go with the Cardinals for this one.
As will I.
Okay.
And
you
then,
love them.
I just think they're good. Back in the day, it'd just be Oregon versus Stanford was like the Pac-12
that
like,
was the
rivalry. Mm-hmm. And those are the good old days.
Right. Nostalgia.
Cal versus Ole Miss. they're called the Rebels right now. I think they're, I don't know if they've officially changed their name, but I know at one point it was the Runnin' Rebels, which is kind of controversial.
I'm going to have...
Versus Cal Golden Bear, sorry.
Oh, I think Ole Miss is going to win this one.
I could see that. Just to make it interesting, I'm going to back the pack, Cal. All
right.
I don't think they're going to win, but yeah, it'd be something if Cal won.
That'd be something.
It would be something. All right, lock them down.
That's it?
I feel good about mine.
Mine are locked away.
All right, so we got a game coming up. It's against Wyoming. Wyoming was a good team last year. People had really high expectations for them this year. As of right now, I'm not sure if they have been met. The first game they played was at Iowa. Granted, that is a tall order. But their QB, Josh Allen, was predicted to do really well, was predicted to possibly go in the top five of the NFL draft even next year. So far, he hasn't really lived up to that. Not that it's entirely his fault. He lost a lot of talent offensively to the NFL draft last year. And so he's not throwing to very consistent or experienced receivers at the moment. They're having a really hard time running the ball. They're averaging just 62 yards per game. So I think it is very possible, and something we can hopefully expect, that we can shut down that running game and put all the pressure on their QB, who's averaged 251 yards, which is still good. But I think they're going to have to kind of score with us, and I don't think they can actually do that. Their first game against Iowa, yeah, they went 24-3 and they lost. Their last game against Gardner Webb, who I had never heard of, they went 27-0, which is good. Josh Allen threw for 22 of 32, 328 yards and two touchdowns. However, the team they were playing is bad enough that people were kind of saying they probably should have scored more. For example, the other team's QB threw for 7 total times, and 2 of those were completions for 22 yards, and he threw a pick. So people were hoping for a little more out of that. What it really comes down to, though, is even though it's also high elevation and supposedly the team has moved to practice on different fields in Oregon with higher elevation, what it'll really come down to is Wyoming will have to at least keep up with us. I don't expect any kind of lull like the second half against Nebraska. Nebraska has a lot more talent than this Wyoming team will. And so we should be able to run the ball somewhere in between week 1 and week 2. And I think what we can hope for is that our defense shows up. I would love – all we need is 3 more picks, and we will have tied how many picks we got or interceptions we got from last year. So that would be a pretty huge milestone already. Hopefully Thomas Graham Jr. can get another one. I expect us to win this game. If we lose this game, I think it's nothing we can't get beyond. But I think our motivation right now, as well as our momentum, we really need to ride this. It'd be really, really great if we could win this game, possibly even our Pac-12 opener against ASU and Cal. If we can win all those games, start 5-0, that hype train will be going hard, but maybe we can carry that into our actual season. All right, let's go to a break before we go back in time. Hey, everybody, I'll get right to this commercial after I put this big, heavy box up here in the corner. Oh, crap! Oh, man, I hit my head. Ooh, boy. Oh, I see all these birds flying around my head. Ugh. Now there are all these swirls flying around my head like a cartoon or something. Now it's all these stars. Oh, you know what these stars remind me of? I can't remember much, but they remind me of the iTunes rating system. You know, oh man, I can see, what is that, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stars? Huh. You know, rating this podcast 5 stars on iTunes could really help us, help people find us out and find us. Oh boy, that really hurts. So rate us 5 stars. Maybe it'll help me remember what podcast this is and who I am and my favorite memories. Who am I? All right. We're going to go back in time to 1897 Oregon Webfoot football. We played 2 games this year.
Heavy workload.
That's right. And before we start, so I've done some light research, and I emphasize light, on the scoring system, okay?
Okay.
So at this point, a touchdown was worth 4 points.
Okay, so you were right. You were right.
And they called touchdowns touchdowns because you literally had to, about 10 years before this anyways, but you literally had to take the ball and touch it to the ground.
Good.
Yeah. So
now you get fined for things like that.
Oh, a touchdown was 4 points, and then you could do, do you know what like a 2-point conversion is when you just go for it? Like
yeah.
An extra, yeah, you could do that again and get another 4 points.
Interesting.
And and another thing is the field goal was way more important back then, and it actually was worth 5 points to get a field goal.
It was more than
more
a
than a touchdown. So you would get the touchdown because you want the opportunity to get another 4, so you can get 8 in total. That's why there's a lot of 8-score games.
Ah, right.
And then also, I've learned that you only got 3 downs, okay?
Okay. Done with the 4th. No more 4th.
Yeah, no 4th down.
Or never even.
They're never. Yeah, that's preposterous. Come on. So there's 3 downs, and you got 3 tries to go 5 yards.
That's it?
Yeah, you only had to go 5 yards, but you couldn't pass at this point. Remember that.
Aha.
So
right. How long was the field?
The field, oh, good question, was 110 yards. So you could actually go like, he's running to the 45, the 50, the 55.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's tight.
Yeah. So just
so it was longer, you got less, and you had to work more.
Oh, you had to work way more.
How intriguing.
Mm-hmm. So let me break down the season. The first game was against the Chemowa Indians, and we beat them 10-0. So that was
Is that Native Americans?
That's right. That's
okay.
Right. And I'm going to go deeper into them in a little bit. But we beat them 10-0. It doesn't really say how. I imagine a couple of field goals then, probably. Oh, and the field goal was like you had to drop kick it, and the ball was round. So you had to just be like, whoop,
so
poop.
Easy.
Well, not really, man. Like, I don't know. It was, yeah, so it was kind of like based off soccer that little bit, or rugby that little bit. And then we also played Oregon Agricultural, a.k.a. Oregon State, at Kincaid Field in Eugene, Oregon, and we lost 8-26, which is a beatdown.
Yeah, that's tough.
That is tough.
That's a hard year.
Let me tell you about the Chemowa Indian School, because It gets really interesting.
Should you be saying Native American right now?
No, it was. Well, I'm calling it the Indian School because it was called the Chemowa Indian School.
Okay.
And
okay.
So let me just read straight from Wikipedia here.
Okay.
But it's still interesting. This is the a little briefing on it. So the second Indian boarding school to be established. Chemowa Indian School is the oldest continuously operating Native American boarding school in the United States. Its graduates number in the thousands. Former names for the school include United States Indian Training and Normal School, Salem Indian Industrial and Training School, and Harrison Institute.
What do they mean by training?
By training, so the
they
whole
mean like
point
getting you ready to be an American.
Exactly. The whole point, the whole point of these schools was that they wanted to, like, the guy who founded these, who we're going to go into on a later episode, the guy who founded these, he had a saying where he's like, kill the Indian, save the child. So he was an ex-general, and he was like, we can reform these. These were like, yeah, like schools that were supposed to reform Native Americans and make them like normal white people is what. And so they would take these kids away from their families and be like, you can't speak your own language. And they would try to teach you, but like not in a language you understood.
So,
and they would like beat you, and yeah, so they, and they would cut your hair first of all, and they would make you wear a suit, and they would like change your name.
So how old was their average player, would you say? Would you say they're like,
they started off for really young kids, and then as they grew in popularity, they added, like, basically once those kids got old enough that it was like, oh, I guess we need more grades. They would add grades and add grades.
Oh my God.
And they were more like you would learn a, they were more like trade schools.
Right.
And they would accept boys and girls.
Uh-huh, of course.
Yeah. And
don't want any dissidents out there.
Yeah. And so, I mean, at its like peak, I think this thing is had 1,000 students in 1926. So they're not that big. And they were moved around.
That's pretty big for back then, though.
That
right?
is true.
That seems
huge. I would
huge.
Think so. I would think so,
yeah.
Yeah. And so this is who we're playing against. In the future, so we're. I looked a little ahead, and we do play this team more and more in the future, in future seasons.
Right.
So I'll go a little bit more into their history in future episodes.
Right.
And I'm planning on doing a whole episode, probably around bowl season, all about the Carlisle football team. And with Pop Warner as their coach and Jim Thorpe as their best player. And the more you learn about him, it's very conceivably like the greatest athlete in American history, at least one of the most inspiring. And, yeah, it's just such a funny time for football, like, the more I've learned about it. Because, like, there's this one part where Pop Warner talks about how he's like, yeah, one time I was, like, coaching this team and we're all pushing left and trying to run left. And I was like, what if this guy pretends like he's moving left and then tosses the ball right to someone on the other side?
Nobody's ever done that
Nobody,
before.
Yeah, and he did it, and he's like, I'll be the guy on the right. Because sometimes coaches would play.
What?
And so, like, he tosses it to him, and he's on the right, and he's like, oh, my God, it's, like, open field. And he, like, tries to run down. And he's like, I'm going to do it. And he just gets tackled because he wasn't a very good athlete.
Right.
But it's,
so
like,
he's more of a mind.
Yeah, but that was, like, the beginning of, like, I could do something that tricks people on football instead of just being a big dude and pushing people.
Instead of just being bowling balls.
Yeah. And so he become yeah. So I'll get into that later, but and the whole,
that's so cool.
Yeah, this the Chamawa Indian school. I'll get more into the history of that.
I'm excited.
But so we just happened to record this on the anniversary of 9/11, and I thought we would end this on. I know it's. I believe it's a game that you've never heard of,
right?
And maybe,
of course, obviously,
yeah. Maybe a lot of my listeners here, our listeners, sorry, haven't heard of it either. But it happened on September 14th, 2014. The game was USC versus Boston College. Boston College was an unranked team. USC was ranked 9. There was a lot of hype because they had just beaten Stanford.
Right.
So people were like, oh, they're going to win. And it was in Boston.
Oh.
And Boston, the Boston College Eagles beat them 37-31. And so that's interesting enough, but the actually interesting part about the story.
That seemed very boring to me.
Well, because the actually interesting part of it, that's just
like,
football.
So there you go, there's a game.
That's just football. But the cool part about it, well, not the cool part, but the interesting part, is that, so Boston College had dedicated the game to a player named Wells Crowther. Because he had died 13 years ago on September 11th, because he was actually there and he was running into the buildings, like into the South Tower, like back and forth, and like grabbing people and like pulling them out of the buildings and like saving their lives.
Wow.
He even like carried a woman down like 17 flights of stairs.
What?
Yeah. And like his, so I think he was on the track team, or he was an athlete at Boston College.
Right. And not a football player.
Mm-hmm. And so that's how he died. And
So
in honor of him, they all wore bandanas, which I believe it was the player's parents, his dad had given him this bandana, and every game he played, he wore his bandana like in his pocket. Wow. So they all wore like matching bandanas like that. And, I think it was in their helmets or maybe it was in their back pockets.
Right.
And, they came out there and they definitely weren't the more talented team.
Right.
But they just stopped, USC's run. They just did not let them run the ball. And then they just kept sacking the QB just over and over and over.
Wow.
And then their whole plan was they just kept running the ball. Like their QB, he threw for 5 of 13, 54 yards, and one interception.
Uh-huh.
So they could not throw the ball. But their QB also ran for 191 yards and a touchdown.
Jeez.
On 13 carries.
Wow.
So, yeah, they end up winning 37-31. People are freaking out. And then they give the game ball to the kid's parents.
That's nice.
Yeah. And so that's, I think, what college football in general has to offer more than the NFL.
Yeah.
That's why I think it's like a far better sport for awesome stories like that. And, so this is a long episode, isn't it?
Yeah, we did pretty good today.
We did do pretty good. What is there to plug, man? I saw the movie It. Here's a free plug for the movie It. That movie's scary. So scary. There's a clown in it.
I don't like scary movies. I'm not talking about this.
Oh, okay.
All right.
Do you have anything to plug? Pierce Sears Records. I always forget to say at the beginning. That's where we record.
Yeah. It's my home.
Oh, man. I hope we beat Wyoming. That'd be a letdown if we didn't. Come join us next week. We love you.